fourth parak of Metzia Mishnah Vav. Admosai Mutar Lahatze. If a person got a coin which was a sixth or, according to that opinion. By the case of the object that you bought, we said before, till you show to a salesman or to a relative. By say, not everybody's an expert to evaluate matbeis, and therefore, bikrochim, the big cities, hakadosh yir, the shulchanim, until you can show to a money changer. Now, the average person wouldn't notice the difference, but a money changer can right away tell you how much is missing from this coin. The kfar, if you live in a little village which doesn't have money changers, ad evi shabosis till Friday. Why is Friday? Because on Friday, people go to the marketplace to buy the Shabbos needs, and you find some mumch over there to evaluate for him. This is talking about the one who gave this coin recognizes that the coin was smaller than it should be. He should receive it even after 12 months. So what does it mean? That it's midas chasidus, that even though we said that after a short period of time, he cannot be forced to give back the coin, but the nice if he knows that he gave a coin that was worn out, it's a proper behavior to give it back even a year later. If he doesn't want to do that, then the other person just has complaints against it, but he has no monetary claim, because the nice of Allah is that after it's a time he can show it to a shulchan or to a money changer or to Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have a claim in Bezin anymore that he got a rubbed out coin. He could use his coin to be Maisa Sheinu if it's only missing the 1/6. Yeah. And he doesn't have to treat it as if it's a matbe that's not usable anymore. Because the Maisa De Trak, this can be used. It's not considered, it's not a matbe at all. But the Maisa, yeah, he says, why? Because it says, Sheinu Nefesh, a person that doesn't want to use his coin is on the stingy side. In other words, kind of it was fairly acceptable that a coin that's rubbed out to a certain degree people do use. That which we said that it's missing a shtus, a sixth, he could use it to redeem Maisa Sheinu. So the Rambam says, a chiddush, that when he goes to Yerushalayim and buys Maisa Sheinu with it, he could buy with the full amount of the coin, even though the coin is missing a sixth. Whereas most of the Rishonim hold that since it's missing a sixth, and Be'etzim in sales, the person who receives could demand his money that sixth back, then he can only redeem with this the smaller value. You know, it's 1/6 less than the sale itself.